This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 1198. I'm Jeff Alpin, the big game hunter. I'm the head coach for Job Search Coaching HQ.com, the host of this show, dad, husband, all sorts of good stuff, and welcome. And today's show continues the series about preparing to job search, and whether you're preparing or you're actively engaged, these are a couple of reminders about LinkedIn. Hope you find this helpful. Please give it a good review. Please join me on Saturday for a celebration of episode 1200 of this show, the number one show in Apple Music. It has helped a lot of people over the years. And if we aren't connected on LinkedIn, send a connection request to me at linkedin.com/IN/thebiggamehunter. And let me know that you'd like to connect and that you listen to the show. Also, if you like my content in video form, my YouTube channel can be easily reached at jobsearchtv.com. Again, jobsearchtv.com. I've got an announcement coming in a few weeks about something related to Facebook. And with that, let's get going.
Now, I want you to understand that LinkedIn, well, resumes are used when you're hunting for a job, but LinkedIn is designed to draw people into you, to allow people to hunt you when they have a position to fill. And the chief magnet, the chief bait that you're setting is your LinkedIn profile. So your profile has to be good in order to attract people, because more and more corporate and third-party recruiters use LinkedIn as their playpen for finding people. So what do you do? How do you go about doing this? And the answer really lies simply in creating a great profile. So starting off with a great professional photo. Even if you have to pay for a headshot, do it. Dress properly for it. You don't have to be in a suit and tie, but certainly not the tuxedo shot from the wedding or the ballroom dress from a wedding. Those are not good. The line under your name is the first piece of important real estate, and it should be appropriate for your job title. Don't use accountant level 4 or bookkeeper par excellence, because par excellence doesn't do anything for you and level 4 doesn't mean anything. Describe yourself there. So yes, you might say accountant, but from there, let's say SOX or compliance or risk and audit, you know, just get to give a couple of examples. Do things that will attract people to you and the nature of the work that you do. Then from there, the second most important piece of real estate is the summary area. There's a lot of text that you can use there to write about yourself. Don't use that hokey kind of, I'm a team player who will do whatever it takes to get a job done. Doesn't work. It's just fluff. Go into a lot of detail about what your capabilities are. And at the end of it, put your email address and phone number there to make it easy for recruiters to reach you. Why? Because you want them to reach you, right? You want them to reach out and contact you about opportunities. Even if you're not aggressively looking for a job, you want that to happen so that this way you hear about choices. Because at the end of the day, people who get ahead are not the ones who work the hardest, and they're certainly not the smartest. They're ones who remain alert to opportunity. So why are you putting roadblocks in the way? So that's area number two. This one's a subtle one. Your job title under your company name. So company name, as you start to type it in, accept LinkedIn's term for your company. So if, for example, if you use JP Morgan Chase, if you're working there, for example, there's a correct way of spelling it that LinkedIn will use. Don't use the incorrect way. Same thing with job title. You want to have a uniform title with the way LinkedIn describes people. So if you type in executive, LinkedIn may not recognize that term. If you type in GM, but it wants general manager, you want to use general manager. However, LinkedIn suggests you fill in that title area, given what you're typing, the auto suggests that it provides. However, they suggest that you want to use it because that uniformity will cause people who are searching for someone like you to be found by you. Also, if you're out of work, do not have a completion date for when you stop working for the firm. Keep it to present. Why? Because in the LinkedIn search engines, they will push you lower down the pantheon of search results by being out of work than those who are working. So use that little deception, but at the same time, when you talk to people, make sure that it's obvious when you finished up. Lastly, people are going to reach out to you, respond to them. Check in on your LinkedIn profile daily at a minimum, if not multiple times a day. People in reaching out to you have jobs and you have jobs available and you're looking for one. Don't keep them waiting. So if they don't choose to contact you directly, if they're messaging you through LinkedIn, you want to be able to respond to them quickly.
So that's today's show. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, here are a few ways that I can help you. First of all, you can hire me to coach you throughout your job search in every way imaginable. That includes a resume and or LinkedIn profile critique, interview preparation, helping you with a salary negotiation and or networking, answering your questions about your job search, giving you advice about a decision you have to make once you have the offer. We can work in 30-minute or one-hour increments throughout your search. And the easiest way to talk with me about it is by connecting with me at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you listen to the show. I just like knowing that I'm helping folks. And once we're connected, message me that you're interested in coaching. We'll do a free discovery conversation with one another. If you're not interested in coaching and you just have a few questions, the easiest way to do it is by reaching out to me through the Magnify app for iOS. That's Magnify with an I. Or if you don't have an iOS device, if you're an Android user or you just want to call me on the phone, do it through PrestoExperts.com, where I'm a career coach and job search expert. For those of you who've been listening to the show, you know that I always talk about JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. And recently, we've been changing the focus of the site to really emphasize interviewing and answering tough interview questions. If you join, you'll have access to curated information that you can watch, listen to, or read that's designed to help you find work more quickly, as well as videos and podcasts and other information. Again, it emphasizes interviewing and answering tough interview questions. You can also take my classes on Skillshare and become a premium member using the link in the show notes and get 2 months for free instead of the 1 month that the site offers. And the last thing I want to mention to you is schedule me for lunch. I do it at 12:30 most days, and for now I'm making myself available Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday for lunch at 12:30 Eastern Time. We'll meet over Zoom and be able to see one another. You bring something to eat, or if it's early for you, very simply bring some coffee with you. We'll sit and talk for 45 minutes. I'll answer your questions. That's less for $175. That's less than what I charge for comparable time for my coaching. So again, reach out to me through LinkedIn and we'll schedule a time for lunch. Have a great day. Take care.